Hello, and welcome to all of our listeners who are joining us for the ICIS Americas podcast. I'm your host, Anna Mathern, and on this episode, we're going to check in on the latest market info on isopropanol, or IPA. Joining me today is markets reporter Dennis Karai. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Anna. Thanks for having me on.
Now, Dennis, we've had several IPA discussions in 2020 amid dramatic price fluctuations. So can we start off 2021 with an update on what's going on in the IPA market?
Sure, Anna. So what's happening so far at the start of Q1 2021 is something that's more subtle than what we saw in March and April of 2020. But we are seeing price increase nominations from major producers in the U.S., although they haven't been fully implemented yet.
And what's causing the price increase nominations?
Well, compared to what's been going on in Europe, the nominations have been more pronounced. And it's interesting because some of the European prices have actually fallen a bit recently. In the U.S., I would say the single biggest driver for the price increase nominations is the rise in propylene contracts for December and continuing rise in spot prices in January for various grades of propylene. Propylene is probably the most important upstream feedstock for isopropanol in terms of the impact it has on price, and it correlates very strongly. And what we've seen so far at the end of the last year and the beginning of this year is propylene at some of the highest pricing levels we've seen in the past few years, and contracts settling in December at one of the highest rates in the recent past. January propylene hasn't settled yet, but that should probably settle in the next week or so.
All right. Well, are there any other factors contributing to the higher pricing?
Sure. When it comes to the market fundamentals, you know, basic supply and demand, there hasn't been a big increase in demand in December or January. In fact, I would say it's been mostly flat with maybe even a small decrease. Now, on the other hand, supply has been tightening, and that has contributed to the pricing issues. Supply is tight because imports from Asia have been quite costly because of the higher container costs, and that's made the amount of imports coming lower and obviously costlier. And unlike what some people were hoping for, the container costs haven't really started to fall at all in Q1. Now, it's important to say IPA is a domestic-heavy market. There are a lot of U.S. producers, especially in the Gulf region, but there are imports often from Asia, China, South Korea, Taiwan, places like that, and those are down significantly, especially in China. Another thing that's kind of interesting to note is that with Asian imports declining overall, that's also impacted the amount of supply there is in the Latin American markets. And this has given less competition for U.S. Producers that are exporting to Latin America. And as a result, the prices for the exports that are leaving the U.S. and going to Latin American markets have actually been increasing at a higher rate than anything we're seeing within the U.S.
And is the U.S. Typically an exporter of IPA?
So the U.S. Does export primarily to Latin America. Whenever it comes to is it an importer or an exporter? I would say that generally speaking, the amount of exports are a little bit higher than imports. The numbers can be very similar, though. And you have some months where it imports more. But generally speaking, it does export more than it imports by a small margin.
All right. Well, thank you, Dennis, for joining me on this podcast and keeping our listeners updated on the IPA market. And thanks to everyone who tuned in today to the ICIS Americas podcast. If you don't already know, you can check out all of our ICIS podcasts on Spotify simply by searching ICIS Chemical Update. And be sure to check out ICIS.com for the latest on IPA. Stay safe.